Oh, here we go. Hey guys, welcome back. It's Nate, aka Crash, Can You Chronicles live stream / podcast. This is going to be on here, of course, on YouTube. And also, I have a podcast if you didn't know already, and you could find that on all podcast streams from Apple to Castbox to iHeartRadio, all that. So I've been on for many, many years. If you know, you know. I'll make sure I'll have notes updated and stuff. Yeah. But anyways, you can find that easily if you want to. So just to get out of the way, please like and subscribe. Any love, comments, let's do it. And thank you to anybody that watched the first iteration, my story, the meat of the story, the Madline record release party story that I have from 1994, my personal account that I observed, was there first person as a teenager, 17, not even 18, coming up, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to give some additional notes a bit. It's not going to be that extensive. I'm giving this because, you know, going back and I'm edited and I'm hearing myself and a couple little things I wanted to make sure I'm clear of, just in case there was some questions perhaps, or at least, you know, I'm, you know, thinking that as, you know, trying to be a new person, not knowing, right? So all I wanted to get to is, so in that, now you got to really watch the episode that I put up just recently that goes into that story, that it's just about the story. This is in 1994 in New York City. If you don't know Madline, he's the first true hip-hop reggae artist. Just the perfect fit, and between him and KRS to create that bond that is already there. Because really, we can go back to, what is it, Kool Herc, and some many more, I'm sure, but Kool Herc is the center of that, being from Jamaica, bringing the sound system and all that. And you could, if you know, the tie is there, that influence is there. So we don't want to get all that, but do your research. Plenty of people could go into that way better than I'm going to be able to do it. But what I'm getting to is, so about that night. So like I said, if you want to get the meat of it, go to that. I'm just giving some notes. So the simple notes I wanted to make, because in that night, it was a great party. That's what it was. It was a party at the end of the day. It wasn't this formal corporate, you know, only certain people come type event, you know, none of that. All right. But unfortunately, there was an incident in where a man was razor sliced. You know, that's maybe still a thing in New York. I don't know. But at that time, it was a thing. You know, cats keep it under their tongue and they do their thing. Whatever was going on, I don't know. I don't know nothing about what happened in terms of those specifics. It's just I like everybody else, just see this man coming out holding his neck. Obviously, there's blood. And it's a life or death situation. And he was on his feet the whole way until he, you know, obviously I'm sure by the time he got outside, there was a good response from what I saw. I didn't see, you know, everything where what it transpired, because there was just so much going on and I really had to leave because it was just, it got too chaotic and all that. And so when I expressed that, I wanted to be clear. The guy that I mentioned something about, they got the guy. And I meant the guy that got sliced, he was being taken care of. I believe they got the guy that sliced him. That's who I believe was getting the business. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident it wasn't NYPD related. Street justice. Feel me? So I hope that person that got whatever happened to him, you know, with that, I hope he's here and alive and well. And if not, I hope either way, everything's good with the family and everything, and thoughts and love and everything. It's all good. Things can happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But in saying that too, just to make another clear thing that I, in observation of that, because I mentioned headlines there, KRS is there, and more people were expected to come, more stars of the time, real big stars at this point, Wu-Tang Clan, and others I just can't think of. That I wish I had that flyer still that I found on the ground in Brooklyn. It was still dope. It just got cut short because of the incident. And it was, like I said, before 2 a.m. type timeline. So that real key part of the night in New York City for nightlife. So in saying that, at that time, at that part of the night, much earlier, really, I'm really 100% sure, and I don't know who left when, versus, you know, but between each of them, but KRS and Medline were not present at that time. They definitely already left. Now, I'm going to give you this, and it gave me extra clarification years later. Fast forward out here in L.A., I got here in late 98, and I went to recording school and so on and so on. But I went to an event that KRS put together, and others, Kool Moe Dee was a part of it, MC Light. It was a one-year anniversary remembrance about September 11th, and there was other things involved with that. It was a real structure, you know, what KRS would do. Good event. They had different people talking about different things and services, lawyer, you know, just always giving that knowledge, trying to give you preparation for things that are going to come in life. It was one of those things. And also, it was a day of, you know, giving some remembrance, healing about it, and so on. It was down in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard, not far from the Roosevelt Hotel, like right in that area. I forget what venue, but right there. And so I got to speak to KRS after the event. He was, you know, just taking the people come and talk and get autographs. It was, you know, it was regular, you know, nobody was, it was in this all Starborn shit, people being all like that. It was cool. So I came up, I had my CD, one of his CDs. I have it somewhere. It was actually not like one of his release CDs. It was like actually something I got from another event from him or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. I feel like there was some speaking. I could find it, but he signed it for me anyways. So in saying that, I got to go up, talk to him, and it was good because now we're in a space where it's not in this club and things going on. It's no, you know, it's just regular lights, or, you know, it's a real conference thing. So I had a little time, and immediately I went up and said, what's up? And introduced myself and just said, hey man, thank you for everything and all that. And he stopped me and he goes, no, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, there'd be no, like, it just always sticks with me. And I just appreciate that humility of him. It's that's a rare thing these days and anytime. But anyways, so in that, I said, hey man, I met you in 94 at a Madline record release party in New York City. I don't know if you remember. I mean, a lot was going on. You know, I don't expect him to remember, but I try to jog, like, hey, it was at this place. And he was like thinking on it, like, oh, he's like, yeah, you know. And he's like, yeah, there was a lot of, you know, basically there was multiple parties going on, I think, or the way he just responded. He didn't get specific, but the response was that. So in saying that, like I said, they probably left, like when I saw them, it probably wasn't much maybe an hour later. I don't know. I wasn't tracking them or anything, but I feel like it was something like that. They were already pretty much, you know, long gone in terms of club time, you know, like an hour or something like that earlier. And I just want to clarify that because they were not there. They probably didn't know about it. Maybe they did, but things, how many other incidents did they probably hear and know about, you know, in that era and since? So I just wanted to express that because, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's pretty much it from that. That was the two things I wanted to point out. I'm trying to think if there was anything else, but I you know, I know there was, like, again, you know, the end of it, there's a kind of, you know, obviously a very serious situation happened. Thankfully, like I said, it seemed to got resolved very swiftly and justly in my estimation. And I feel pretty calm. It was chaotic. You know, it was a lot going on. So I'm just giving the best memories of those. It was so fast, you know, it was like, as I expressed. So that's all. But in saying that too, like I said, that was that. Just remember, that was the vibe the whole way through, even with coming down and the craziness of the 4th of July in New York. It was a lot of love. It was a celebration feeling in the town. That's what I felt. So I just want to express that, on top of the party, on top of the guys that took care of me, you know, I mean, befriended, you know, looked out, and everybody. It was just cool, real cool. And you're going to get more of that from this timeline that I'm speaking of. So that's that. I guess I'm going to give you a little bit extra. I'm going to give you, to like a preview of what's coming up. So a few things were going on. Let me just start with this. When I get to New York City, the New York Rangers hockey team won their first Stanley Cup championship in 50 some years. Okay. And I'll leave it at that. The Knicks were on a precipice to go to the finals. Let's see what else was. The World Cup was in town, and that was Brazil's time. Brazil was really running shit. And then you had also a thing called, that I'm sure still exists, I believe, the Gay Games. And yes, it is as it sounds. Centered on gay athletes, or at least it was at that time. So these are a little preview of what I'm going to be getting into in these segments coming up. And then also, the Fugees, I got to see them. I'll just leave it at that because, you know, again, some of these are going to be short, so I don't want to give it all right now. I'm just giving some stuff. This was before, ready or not, here we come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. I'm gonna do my best. I can't do it like her. Come on now. But God bless. And trying to think what else. Oh, can't overlook this. It's 1994. Nas's Illmatic album just dropped a few months before. This is June when I got there. Like mid-June, so that album was probably just out 3 months or so. Now, mind you, at that time, especially in music and before and even after, you know, that was a short, like, albums could really live long and get, especially if it was dope, you know, there was room to breathe. Just leave it at that. But in saying that, it's just like, just imagine the spirit in the air with all that going on and what I was coming into. And that's the preview I want to give of what I'm going to be getting into, you know, with that time that I only experienced myself in my visit. Because, like I said, I tried, I just couldn't come forever, you know, different reasons, things were going on, and it was just meant to be that way. And I remember even in that time and even in that moment of like, especially getting back, I just, and I've done it through the years in different conversations with friends, and because it, you know, was such an impression on me, of course. I mean, like we all have in different, you know, whatever that is we experience, but to have this and be able to speak like this and be on, you know, you can see me face, you know, camera to face via this thing we call the internet. I don't take that for granted. Just like when I see others speak on their experiences and so forth, we're very fortunate. So what I want to impress on is your experiences, even if you think that it's, it doesn't have to be something so monumental or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be surprised what you may have to tell out there. And so if you feel that you want to, do it. This is nothing to take for granted. It's very special. You never know what people are going to get out of it and what you're going to get out of it. It's, you know, so it's just food for thought. One more thing. This just happened. I was already planning on this, and it just so happened. Just before this, I saw real quick, saw a little notification on my YouTube, and shout out to DJ Kenny Parker, Chris's brother, who gave me a comment, and love the story, and that means, that means a lot, and you, my man, kind of got me in that thought because of how you've been sharing what you've been sharing on your platform. So thank you in that. Hope all I know is